Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball, rugby.
I know Connacht fans who I talk to, it's great to see Connacht playing really well and throwing the ball around, but like, they want to see them winning matches and winning tight matches.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The news round on Off the Ball.
With UPMC Orthopaedic Care. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
Good evening. You're very welcome along to Wednesday night's Off the Ball. It's Owen here with you until 10 o'clock tonight. And we have accidentally found ourselves in the middle of a week dedicated to the year 1975, it turns out. So we had Thomas Hauser on the show yesterday to mark the 50th anniversary of the Rumble in the Jungle. Tonight, we're going to have Mickey Ned O'Sullivan with us on the line from 7:30 to remember the 1975 All-Ireland football final where he captained Kerry and was knocked out cold in the process. So I guess it's a bit of a happy coincidence. It turns out it was a bumper week of sport this time 50 years ago.
And tomorrow on, we'll have a special concert by the 1975.
Correct.
Here live in the studio.
I was thinking huge. That. I mean,
50 years.
Are we pro Matt Healy?
No.
Anti? No, we're not, okay.
No.
That's the official stance. Also, this week in 1975, to make it the bumperest of most bumper weeks, it was the same week as Ric Flair's plane crash.
Yes.
Where he injured his back and never quite recovered. So yeah, that's tomorrow night's piece. Any WWE correspondents want to come on and tell us the story of Ric Flair's plane crash?
Went on
lines
to be
are
the
open.
Greatest wrestler of all time despite breaking his back.
The October 5th, 1975, the 10-team Swedish Hockey League began playing. So someday you're going to have that.
I think we've probably reached saturation on that story, to be fair. We've done it so much down through the years on the show. We can't possibly stomach another one. Cameron Hill, Michael McCarthy, you're both very welcome.
Sorry to
interrupt
your intro there.
Not at all. This is your idea. I think it's important for any Kerry-related piece. The vast majority of them are my idea. But the one time we do a Kerry-related piece that is not my idea, I think we should clarify that at the
absolutely.
Top.
Absolutely. I think that is absolutely fair. The reason, so I grew up, despite not being a Dublin GAA fan, I did have a video back in the day, and Cameron wouldn't understand this. Owen, I think you wouldn't understand this, to be honest. Everyone in this room is a lot younger than me. But it's not that you wouldn't understand a video, it's just the lack of options. So there was basically like four things. So I would come home from school, or usually come home from like GAA or whatever, like, and not do my homework, and instead put in one of my trusty VHS videos, of which there were about four. There was a 501 Great Goals. There was Decade of the Dubs, 1970s Dublin football. I can't remember what the others are right off the top of my head. But Decade of the Dubs would always get a run, and they would have extended highlights of all the games from the 74 final Dublin played against Galway all the way through to the 1979 hammering by Kerry, for some reason included in the Dublin compilation video. But the 75 final was always the one where it's like the talking heads before they showed it, like the Kevin Mornings and all, were like, you know, we thought we had this young Kerry team that came out of nowhere. So it was that, saw that game a million times, and then later on realised the iconic commentary of Micheál O'Hare when poor Mickey Ned was taken out of it. Like, but was documented in one of the most extraordinary pieces of commentary.
Yeah, shall we have a listen?
I think we should.
And here comes Kerry again. Mickey Sullivan going racing through. Gallen Larkin's in front of him. He's got past Gallen Larkin. Paddy Riley's after him. Georgie Wilson's after him. Everybody's after him. He's well and truly looked after now. He's down, and it is another photo finish as to whether it's a free or a penalty. Here's how it happened. He's going, still going through, and he is eventually, he's tripped, he's fouled about three times there, and this free is just about a foot, if it is a foot, outside the 14-yard line. And Mickey Sullivan is the one who is down injured, and it was certainly KO stopping that.
Such good commentary.
So that's good. Well and truly looked up now in the moment. Like, what command of your language? Like,
did he invent VAR? Is that what we're discovering tonight? We have a photo finish for this penalty.
Yeah,
is more than he was like, a horse racing commentator.
More, right there, maybe. Yeah. You know, wires crossing.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, it was nowhere near a penalty, was it?
No, it was just outside. But also, I think Sean Doherty and the entire Dublin full back line knew exactly where they were. But the most remarkable thing about that, and in fairness, Michal doesn't leave much to the imagination if you haven't heard it. Like, it's perfect commentary. But it is that, like, it starts off with Mickey Ned getting the ball, and when he says that, like, he goes past Alan Larkin tries to take his head off. Then somebody else does. Then Dr. Pat O'Neill, the great man who won the All-Ireland as manager for Dublin in 1975, tries to give him a little clip of the heels to trip him through. He misses. And Mickey is still going through. And then the entire Dublin full-back line converging him and, like, knock him clean out. And that is the thing. I think it's easy to kind of paint them as villains or so on. But you even hear by Micheál O'Hare there, you see by the reaction of the referee who kind of kicks him to get up. And you see the reaction of Mikey Sheehy, who gets the ball from the general area where Mickey Ned is lying prone and puts it on the spot to kick it over the bar.
Yeah.
Like, there's no concern whatsoever for the injured man. This was just the way football was back then.
I'm pretty sure Dublin had got the entire goal lined. Mikey Sheehy had already pulled up his socks and was about to address the ball before any medical personnel have actually encroached onto the playing field.
Which is funny now, 50 years later, of course, when we've got the man himself on the show. But, like, there is a kind of a sad thing to that, in that, like, that is the first of Mikko's All-Irelands. It's the first of the eight for the great team and so on. And this man was a centre point of it as a young captain at centre forward, playing a great game. And when he is due to go up and get Sam Maguire later on in the day, he's in hospital.
Mm.
Like he was knocked clean out, doesn't remember. It's kind of unbelievable, really.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The other thing, and it's less remembered but still very famous, is just the performance of Pat Spillane on that day. 19 years of age, extraordinary, and he's vice captain, so he actually goes up to accept the cup that afternoon in the end. And the flip side of Mickey Ned not being there is the birth of one of the great Gaelic footballers of all time. So looking forward to catching up with Mickey Ned as well about just his relationship with the Dublin team, because it's been widely documented that himself and Sean Doherty have had, like, a great relationship down through the years as well since that moment. So we'll ask him about that as well, because that Kerry and Dublin team have a close connection 50 years on from that day in 1975. Our number is 0879 180 180. I also want to know people's go-to VHSs. Mick has gone through his catalogue there.
I have to think of what the other ones were.
Because I think we've got far too much of a transient relationship with our culture nowadays compared to, you know, you only have 5 tapes. And
they were were quite expensive back then as well. Like, so you didn't have that many. You might get one for Christmas or something like that. There was a Kerry Golden Years that was had much the same matches that was released at the same time as the Decade of the Tubs. It was, you know, they didn't want to split the audience. No.
Cameron, where do you want to start in terms of tonight's news round?
We start with the Champions League going, because there's one game ongoing, 2 games ongoing. In fact, Newcastle are 3 goals up away to Union Saint-Gilloise this evening. 2 penalties from Anthony Gordon, both in the first and second half, as well as a goal from Nick Valdemata, a lovely backheel flick, have put the Magpies firmly in control of that game in the Brussels suburbs. Arsenal will continue their campaign with the visit of Olympiacos to the Emirates Stadium from 8 tonight. The team news from there is that Martin Odegaard is starting for the Gunners, with Bukayo Saka named on the bench, along with Eber Echiesse, Urien Timber, Ricardo Calafiori and Declan Rice. Manchester City make the trip to Monaco this evening. There's 3 changes from the side that got a 5-1 win over Burnley at the weekend. Rodri has recovered from a knee injury to start for the visitors in the Principality. Captain Bernardo Silva comes in, as does John Stones, who looks to be playing at right back this evening, while Mateus Nunes, Nico Gonzalez and Savinho all drop to the bench. Those 2 games get underway at 8 o'clock, as does the repeat of last year's final when Barcelona take on Paris Saint-Germain.
Champions League is so good when you see those sorts of fixtures cropping up. Barcelona versus Paris Saint-Germain, they played a cracker which I'd kind of half forgotten two seasons ago when PSG did make it to the semi-final. Obviously the one that everybody's been talking about all week is the come from behind win in the 2016-2017 season. Nick Foltomata scoring again tonight. I think we're officially a show that have signed up to the Nick Foltomata fan club, just because, just to be contrarian, really.
No, absolutely.
Given all the abuse he's taken from his fellow countrymen, Owen Doyle and I, every time he's in, we just talk about Nick Foltomata being better than people give him credit for.
About it on Monday as well. It's like you can't say Nick Foltomata without saying handful. And, you know, he's also scoring goals. So you can be like that. That's the ultimate striker, really, isn't it?
Didn't Lewandowski also put the knife into him? In an interview a couple of weeks ago in the Sunday Times, he was basically saying, "Ah, this guy is no good," and then had to face him the week after for Barcelona against Newcastle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's getting it from all angles.
Yeah, and it's not his fault, the amount of money that he paid. Lewandowski, in the Premier League, they pay a lot. They buy players for big prices who don't even have one good season. You were young, you scored 10 goals in 6 months, and some club will pay 60 to 70 million before you had to achieve anything. But you never know if the price they pay brings the quality they want. So I'm happy for young Nicholas getting these goals and keeping Newcastle in the hunt to get out of this league phase in the Champions League. So they're on winning ways. They're going to win this game away to Union Saint-Gilloise tonight. Cameron, what's next?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Well, World Rugby are introducing new guidelines to manage the playing load of elite players in both the men's and women's games. So the governing body will advise the players at the top level should play no more than 30 games in a single season or play for 6 weeks consecutively. Players will also be entitled to an off-season of at least 5 weeks under these guidelines. Now, International Rugby Players Association Chief of Operations Conrad Smith believes that limiting players' game time is the only way to reduce the amount of head injuries in the sport. The 94-capped All Black and two-time World Cup winner also feels that restrictions on tackle height have made little material difference on the concussion rate in elite rugby. He joined Off the Ball Breakfast last November and explained why rugby needs a different approach to similar player load rules in the NFL.
You know, if we're going to compare ourselves to NFL, the ability they have when it's all the teams are in one country, you know, there's one set of rules, it's very easy to apply it. Whereas we're talking about, you know, a set of regulations across the globe, different competitions, different countries. Very difficult to monitor. You know, NFL, they literally have, you know, video independent people that can control all of those things. That's always going to be a challenge with rugby. But yeah, as a player body, we absolutely advocate we can still do things around placing restrictions that we can apply globally. How you monitor that and how you enforce that's going to be a little bit different depending on the country, but you know, the principle remains, if we're serious about player welfare, that's something that we should be doing. And look, a lot of countries do that already, and we just want it to become, you know, the practice that we see everywhere. If you were to look purely at the number of games that players play, there's no doubt the players that are centrally contracted, and we can use New Zealand and Ireland as an example, it's a lot easier. They have one boss, effectively, one employer. So, you know, if a player's played a lot of tests or had a heavy test burden, they can speak to their club, say, look, we want them to take it easy or rest a few games. When you're dealing with a player in France or an Argentinian player who plays for a French club, that's not tricky. A conversation you can have. You, as much as the Argentinian coach might want the French club to back off and give the guy a bit of rest, they'll equally say, look, he's contracted to us. I pay him to play for this club. You should be the one resting him, and that's when we get the tension, and I suppose a lot of the work we do is just around setting guidelines so that they need to work that out. So the Argentinian union and the French club or the English club or wherever he's playing, if they've got players' interests at heart, then they need to find a solution for that player.
Yeah, that's a very prescient listen this week of all weeks. He's been speaking to The Telegraph as well today about this, and hopefully we'll get another opportunity to speak to Conrad Smith on the show in the not-too-distant future. Really interesting talking to The Telegraph about how player behaviour has changed. High tackle laws obviously introduced at this point, so you have to tackle lower. But the response to that is that ball carriers have started moving lower as well. And actually, this whole thing might have all been for optics. I definitely would have fallen victim to thinking this has been good for player welfare, because to the eye test, it seems that there are less high hits, which is probably true, but it's not actually increasing a whole pile the safety of the game. If anything, it's negligible. So actually policing this and taking these guidelines and making them work in action is going to be a real challenge. From our standpoint, it seems like it's going to be fairly manageable given the centralised contracts here, but it always goes back to the Argentinian situation, the French situation, or even Mauro Toje was mentioned today in the context of how many games he has to play, particularly going from a Premiership season into a Lions tour, and how restricting him to 30 games a season is just going to be unworkable in the English setup.
It's going to bring in a dispute though between club and country again, whereas it, like, you know, in at the very least that had been settled. I mean, this needs to happen, I think, for general player welfare, but, you know, in England especially, there seems to have been a decent detente between the international and club scene, and it's going to bring it back again, because if you're playing 30 games a season, Saracens are going to say, I want, you know, you can have him for 5. We need him for 25. This is our bread and butter. So that's going to be a problem. Just quickly on the head thing, the going lower. Like, it's funny, when I watch rugby, untrained eye, I always think it's the ball carrier's fault. And then they show the replay and the commentators, oh yeah, absolute, definitely yellow card. Like, think about even, who was the Irish player who got sent off and or got the yellow card after coming on in the quarterfinal against France in the Women's World Cup there a couple of weeks ago? I can't remember exactly who it was.
Grace Moore. It was
Grace Moore. Yeah. And she was in tears. And I remember thinking to myself, like, she did not initiate the contact. Now, I do understand, by the way, I'm not saying that the referees are wrong. I know that the law suggests that their responsibility is on the tackler not to be upright or whatever, but they're running to you. You don't have time to tackle them. Funny that, like, it is definitely something that is, like everything in professional sport, people are trying to take the most they can out of the laws for the best, for the biggest advantage, and not necessarily thinking about the spirit of the law and whether this is designed to protect me. It's saying, right, well, if I go low, they have to go so low that they're not going to be able to get me.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Well, it's funny, like, the two things that came up in sort of my recent memory around this was, firstly, Gary Ringrose and the Lions basically ruling himself out because he wasn't feeling well in concussion. Had felt the after effects, and that's a great behavioural response. But also that kind of crucial Jack Morgan clear out. Do you remember in that third, was it the second test, where he clears out and it
won the series, yeah.
Yeah, and they were looking at it and he'd done nothing wrong in the clear out. But you still look at that footage of the clear out at the ruck, and no matter how legal it is, that's not great on the neck when you see him thrusting his shoulders into a player who's bent over trying to jackal the ball. So, like, foul play is Conrad Smith. There's not enough foul play in the top tier of the game anymore to suggest that that's the thing we need to target. It is actually contact time. It's interesting, I got onto the IRFU because they're keeping the reduced tackle height in the domestic club rugby this year after a trial period of 2 years, and there's promising data to suggest that it's reducing concussion height. Got onto them to see, because that was meant to be due, that report came out in August and the data and the findings would be out in the next few weeks, and they say it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks before we see that data. But I'd be curious to see just how much of a reduction there is, because it feels like the normal play stuff and the tackle height, even if you go low, like, you see players get absolutely sparked out if their head's the wrong side or they get clipped by the knee. Like, there's still loads and loads and loads of flashpoints for concussion in rugby, and maybe it is just a player load issue.
Yeah,
and that seems to be the way they're going.
At the same time, I wouldn't be bringing back kind of, like, you know, old school rugby league style tackling if they can avoid it. I do think that one of the best things about the red card rule, even if they are moving on from it now, was that it did discourage high tackling for the most part. It's just, I suppose I was just saying that I think attackers are starting to take advantage of that a little bit.
You want to bring it back and see if there's an increase, and then, well, we can categorically rule it out.
Yeah. Less head clashes, probably good overall motto.
Yeah. Jamie Domican's been in touch on YouTube. I had a VHS of the first few games of the 97-98 season for United. I remember it having United 7-0 dropping, apparently. I love that, a VHS of the first few games.
I know, yeah. Like, well, they didn't win the league that year, yeah. So probably the best thing to do.
Yeah, it's like an app, it's just on DVD.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
unfair.
A full coverage.
David Platt at Highbury scoring in the 3-2, so...
Yeah. The news round, by the way, is with UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action. Do you want to round us up on the rest of today's news, Cameron?
Yeah, big week for Shelburne. Owen Shelburne boss Joey O'Brien hopes his players can prove they're still full value for their European qualification tomorrow night. They kick off their Conference League campaign against Swedish outfit Häcken at Tala Stadium, who are 10th in their league currently, but beat Anderlecht and Cluj on their way to qualifying. And O'Brien insists that making the Conference League doesn't mean the job is done for Shells.
The achievement was getting here, and that's where we've gone on, attacking the game and getting a game plan in place to go out and try to win the football match like the way it is against everything we play. So yeah, the achievement part of it is sort of done for me, and it's about now looking forward. It's going to be a real tough game tomorrow night, but here one we're really looking forward to, and yeah, one we're going to try to go out and attack and get 3 points. The more games you play and you've seen, you get more comfortable. Obviously the level of opposition you play, obviously with quarterback and Rijeka, really high opposition. I think the lads really took that forward into the games, and yeah, we've been in good form. I think our overall performance has been really good, so looking to keep that going tomorrow night.
FAI delegates will vote on Israel's participation in international football at next month's AGM. In a letter to the PFAI and the Irish Football Supporters Partnership, Association President Paul Cook confirmed that the issue is on the agenda for the meeting on November 8th. Athlone Town have the chance to win the Women's Premier Division title tonight if they beat struggling Cork City at Turner's Cross. That kicks off at 7:30. And Andrew Brown has been confirmed by the IRFU as the new head coach of the men's under-20s. He'll take over from Neil Doak, who's moving back to his province of Ulster.
Cameron, thank you very much for that. Newcastle United have just gone 4-0 up away to Union Saint-Gilloise. It looks like it's Harvey Barnes with the goal here.
Yeah, full length of the field, breakaway from Anthony Gordon, of all people, dispossessing an opposition player in his own box. Two quick balls up. Great goal.
Carabag 1-0 up at home to Copenhagen. A big slate of fixtures coming up from 8 o'clock. We'll be live until 10 o'clock tonight on Off the Ball, keeping up to speed on everything that happens in those games. Mickey Ned Sullivan is on standby. We'll be speaking to him about 1975, 50 years on. Sorry.
You dropped the O.
Yeah, that was a complete accident. Mick has this thing that Kerry people don't use the O apostrophe, which I do, but I just went full Mickey Ned Sullivan there. Mickey Ned O'Sullivan is on standby. He will be speaking to us from Kinmare after the break about 1975. We'll take a quick break, and before that, it's time for the cash machine.
The news round on Off the Ball
with UPMC Orthopaedic Care. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.